that mighty move of God as the Spirit of God came down on Pentecost, but it occurred to me that before the wind, the mighty rushing wind, before the cloven tongues of fire, everybody in that upper room had a personal revival going on the inside. And that's what we need now. We need a personal revival. David said this. David said, "Oh Lord, revive me. I'm the one. You might need something, but I'm saying, God, I need something. I hope you make it. I hope you make it, but I'm reaching out. God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon me." Praise God. Make a change on the inside. Hallelujah. He's a good God. You know, the scripture says we have not because we ask not. And if we simply would just turn our cup up to God and say, "Lord, fill it up. Fill it to overflowing." God would give us a move in our personal lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming out. You can be seated. We appreciate you being in the house of the Lord today. Let me just ask a quick question. How many have streamed one of the services? Is this the first service you're in? Have you seen one of the services with Brother Nash thus far? Anybody? Good, good, good. For those that have seen some of the services, if this word is not touching you, you're not really listening. And for those that this is your first time here, just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Just let Him move upon your heart and direct you internally. As Pastor Nash said this morning, we're all different. We're all in different places in our walk, but God's got something for each and every one of us. Amen. You know, usually when I come to this pulpit, my mind is on the word that I'm preaching, and I'm not preaching this morning, and I'm just noticing you're a good-looking bunch of people. We appreciate you being with us so much. You watching by webcast, we appreciate you being with us. We're going to ask you this morning, if you would please, to remember to support the work of the ministry with your donations, your tithing, your offering. You watching by webcast as well. There are any number of ways that you can give, on the kiosk, out in the lobby. You can text to give, or you can go old school and just write a check and put it in one of the baskets in the back. We'll take it however you throw it at us. We'll pick it up. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen. Brother Nash, would you come, please, and just take your liberty in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
Come on, worship Him for just another moment. The Spirit of God is here. Hallelujah. Come on, if you don't mind, just lift your hands up this morning and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you want what she's been singing about, what they've been singing about? Come on. We want the Holy Spirit to come down. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill our hearts, oh God. Fill our hearts, oh God. Fill us with your power, oh God. Hallelujah. Spirit, break out. Come on, one more time. Come on, if you don't mind, let's just worship for just another moment. Come on, hallelujah. Spirit, break out. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Sing it one more time. Spirit, break out. Come on, tell Him, Lord, break our walls down. This is what I need. This is what I long for. Hallelujah.
Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
Heaven, come down right now in the name of Jesus.
Spirit, break out.
Oh, we need the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah.
With
your power, oh God. Fill us with If you need a touch from the Lord, just, you don't have to wait till after a message. You can just touch heaven right now with faith and prayer. I don't know what need you came in here with this morning, but the Holy Spirit will fill you with his power right now and begin to minister to your heart and begin to minister to that need. Sometimes God doesn't change the circumstances, but he'll change you while you're going through it. So Lord, give me revelation while I'm hurting. Give me comfort. I know I've got to go through this, but I know that I don't have to walk through it alone, but thou art with me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can't leave that alone. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit break out. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name.
Spirit break out. Break.
Just wait for him for just a moment. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Comforter has come. Yeah. He's here to touch. He's here to set free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you. And we thank you so much for the presence of God that is in this place. Thank you for comforting us. For you are the God of all comfort. We praise you and glorify you this morning in the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise if you can. Such a powerful presence of God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The old saints would say, come Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come Holy Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. That's what we need this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. I won't be before you long. The sister actually preached my message. Seriously. That's why I love the Holy Spirit. Because he knows what we need. He knows just what we need. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 1. Thank you, Lord. Second Kings chapter 4 and verse number 1 says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of one of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord. The creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, and notice the question, what do you have in your house? And she said, your handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow you vessels abroad of your neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. And when you are come in, you shall shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out into all of those vessels. You shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought vessels to her and poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me another vessel. He said unto her, there is not another vessel, and they all stayed. And I want to just stop the reading there and hopefully encourage us this morning to bring empty vessels to the Lord. And the question that Elisha asked this woman weighs heavy on my heart this morning. And that question is, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? Would you bow your heads for just a moment and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory for your presence that is here, the people that are here, and most of all for the presence of God that is here. Once again, we ask that you will anoint us to minister, anoint us to preach, to teach, that no violence will be done to your word or to your spirit, but help us to say that which you say, that which is sound doctrine. Anoint the people to hear and anoint us to speak. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. The Bible is full of questions. Questions asked by the Lord. And the Old Testament, what I love, is filled with many examples and many types, many allegories, many examples that speak to us as New Testament believers concerning spiritual truth that we need today. So many examples from the book of Genesis, Exodus, all the way through our text this morning and throughout the prophets. So many examples. And what I love, in many of those examples, we have beautiful types of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And that has just been burdened my heart this weekend. If you've heard, you know, we've been attempting to minister in some way on the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit, the sanctification work, the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Spirit to produce in us character. Thank God for the experiences that we have, but I thank God that you and I as believers can walk in victory this morning. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit doesn't just come to make us feel good. There are times the Holy Spirit will come along and correct and convict the believer and to tell us that, hey, we need to apologize for what we said. Anybody know what I'm talking about? A Holy Spirit that makes you shout but doesn't make you apologize is not the Holy Spirit of the Bible, or at least we have greatly hindered his work in our lives. The Holy Spirit will move upon the believer at times and show us. And I want to say this because we live in a culture where typically people can see the Holy Spirit work in other people's lives, or we can hear a word for somebody else. But can you hear when he's talking to you? She has the wrong spirit. Yeah, but did you see what God said about you? He needs to do better. But did you hear God? But sometimes we can't hear God because we're looking around and we're focusing on other things. And God is saying that he wants to have a personal and up close relationship with his people through his person or through the Holy Spirit. And so in these passages in the Old Testament, we see there's a passage in the book of Genesis chapter 24 concerning a young man by the name of Eliezer. Some of us, most of us, have heard that story, where Abraham sends Eliezer to the land called Mesopotamia, and he says, I want you to go find a bride for my son Isaac. And I'm just giving you some examples here. And this was a type of the Spirit of God who has come into the earth, into the world, to secure the bride of Christ. And so he told this young man, Eliezer, he says, I want you to go. But the Bible says in around the 11th or 12th verse of Genesis 24, something that is intriguing to me. It says that when Eliezer left, that he had all of the goods of the father. He had everything. He had the jewelry. He had everything that he needed for his trip. So by the time he found Rebecca, Rebecca was adorned with everything that belonged to Father Abraham. And it is so unique as I read that story and that type, as that Jesus in John chapter 16 and around verse 14, Jesus makes a statement that's similar. He says, all that the Father has is mine. and the Spirit will take of mine and give it unto you. Speaking of us as believers today. So I want to say this morning, that the Father didn't just come on Pentecost to bring tongues, but the Father came through the Holy Spirit to bring everything that the church needed. And I don't know about you, but I need more than tongues when I'm dealing with crazy coworkers. I can't get no help in this holiness church. Now, don't say amen. Sit there quietly. Please don't bat your eye. But I need more than tongues to deal with my spouse at times. See, some of y'all still sitting. I take it your spouse not here. Because he's crazy sometimes. She's crazy sometimes. Amen, brothers. I got a bold brother in here. Come on. Now, I can't help what happened after this. I got to have more than tongues to deal with my kids. I got to have more than tongues to deal with my parents. I know the kids on the other side. I'll go preach over there in a minute. But you can't just break out in tongues in the middle of an opportunity where you can forgive and repent. So the Holy Spirit is there in the life of the believer, filling us constantly and showing us the way, guiding us. He is the light. The psalmist said the word of God is a guiding light to us, to show us where we're going in this Christian journey. And I'm telling you, saints of God, as the Lord begins to really impress upon my personal walk and my personal life, I realize I need the Holy Spirit more and more each and every day. Not just here, but out there. In fact, I would say we need him more. As we get into our cars and we venture off into the world. I was preaching at a church somewhere. I'll never forget this. And I was headed to church to preach on something. And on my way, I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, when you really get spiritual, you drive and pray. And I'm just singing and shouting and rejoicing and I'm just having a hallelujah good time, and I'm ready to preach the power of God, and I pull out in traffic and some crazy person is mad, and he's honking the horn, he's riding my tail, he's waving at me, but it was only one finger he was waving at me with. True story. Some of y'all ask me after church, I'll explain. And he's shouting out stuff, and I was trying to see if he was saying Jesus loves you, but that's not what he was saying. I hadn't been saved all my life. What I felt wasn't the presence of God at that moment. I wanted to put hands, not lay hands, on him. And I'm saying that to say you and I need the Holy Spirit. I was literally the guest evangelist and fighting mad on my way to preach to a house of people. Because it's not just what happens in the house. It's what is in my house that will impact me every single day of my life. So I'm not asking what do we have in this house. I know what's in this house, but what is in your house? Do we have this, not just this abiding presence, but we have latitude to work in our hearts and lives? Eliezer said, everything the Father has belongs to me. Jesus said, everything that the Father has belongs to me now, and he will take it and give it to the church. So on the day of Pentecost, we saw an external experience. But God had so much more. And if you continue to read through the book of Acts, and by the time you get to Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians and throughout the Pauline letters, he begins to talk about the character of the believer. And we begin to see that what happened on Pentecost was not just for that day, but it was to be an abiding presence in the church that would change us from now and forever. I want to be changed. I need to be changed. So you see these wonderful experiences in the Old Testament. These types. these beautiful stories that are showing us so much. And I want to get to the text this morning in chapter 4 of 2 Kings. We see another wonderful example of this could be applied in so many ways because God is Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord, our provider. God will sustain you. And all of us can testify to that. God will provide. But the text this morning shows us of a widow woman who was already dealing with life's problems. She was struggling financially to the degree her husband has now died, and seemingly Elijah knows her husband, and she is about to lose her sons to the creditor. And what blows my mind about the text is this. What she needed was already in her house. She just didn't know that she had it. How many times do believers not realize that what we need, God has already given it to us? The Bible says he's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. But the problem is not the lack of power. The problem is that we don't avail ourselves to the power. We've got power to live holy, but are we availing ourselves to that power to live holy? We talk good. We testify good. The Lord began to deal with my heart, and I began to pray. He began to change my prayer life to, I would ask God, help me to preach a powerful sermon. And God began to deal with me, and my prayer changed from help me to preach a powerful sermon to, Lord, help me to live a powerful life. I want to live a life that's powerful. I'm not talking about what I do in laying hands and all of those things. I'm talking about that my life will exemplify the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved to be like him. And the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, he says, we are the sons of God now, but it doth not yet appear what we shall be. When he shall appear, we shall see him as he is, and we shall be like him. That says, I haven't gotten there yet, Philippians chapter 3, but I'm pressing toward the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. I see the prize, and I'm trying to get to the prize. The prize is not to look like the preacher. The prize is to look like Jesus. Anybody here pursuing after the prize? That's why even in the text this morning, earlier this morning, when Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, there were two things that he said. He said, you should desire spiritual gifts. He says, that's good. But you should pursue after love. Do you see the difference there? Pursue means to earnestly go after something with the intent of obtaining it. He says, we should be pursuing after the character of Christ. It should be a burning desire in the believer to have that character flowing through us every single day. She was about to lose her sons. She cries out to the prophet. And the prophet says, what can I do for you? What do you have in your house? And she says, you know, all I got in my house is a little jar of oil. That's all I got. And it was as though Elisha said, that's all you need. That's all you need. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 says that you and I are the temple. We are the house of God. And the Holy Spirit resides in us. Let me stop here and just teach this for just a moment. At the moment a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit enters into the life of that individual. Far too often in Pentecostal circles, we think the Holy Spirit doesn't come until we start speaking in tongues. The truth of the matter is, the moment you got saved, the Holy Spirit entered into your life. And he didn't wait till you spoke in tongues to begin to work. He began to work the same moment that you got saved. I got saved several years ago. Some of y'all know your own life. I used to cuss like a sailor. Cuss is a southern word if y'all not from the south. We cussed a lot back home. I cussed up until the Sunday I got saved, and the day I got saved, never forget it. I hadn't spoken in tongues, nothing spectacular or whatever, but God wonderfully changed my life. I left that service, and I went over to my brother's house, and I didn't realize in the bush there was a bunch of bees, and the bees came out. Now, I said what I always said. Now, that tests your Holy Ghost right there. Amen. When those bees come out, I ducked, and something came out of my mouth that had always come out of my mouth. But for the first time in my life, I felt heartbroken for what I said. That was the Holy Spirit already working, saying, that's not good for you anymore. You don't need that anymore. That work of sanctification begins instantly the moment you got saved. He is changing you. He is working in you. And we don't want to use that as an excuse to stay the same. You know, people, God knows my heart. Yeah, he knew your heart 20 years ago too. Now, come on. He wants to change us. He wants to mold us. We don't have to stay the same. She said, I've got this jar. And he says, that's what you need. And I'm telling you as a believer this morning, once again, what you need is already in you. What you need to live the Christian life and to walk in victory is already in you. You don't have to go out to some external source and start compiling and gathering all kinds of things for self-help and self-promotion. God says what you need to be empowered, I've already placed it in you on the day that you got saved. What he's calling us to do is access the power, saints. Access it. Through faith and grace. Faith in Christ and what Christ has done. Well, grace is not just saving us, but Titus tells us that grace teaches us. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. And he tells us that we can live holy in this present world. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have victory, but he wants us to have victory now. Amen, church. Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is there and he is able to change us. One pastor, a friend I know, always says this, agree with God. And that's what we need to do, agree with him. What he has already said about the situation. What he's already said about the area of our lives that needs to be changed. And he wants us to surrender that to him. So in that point, I want to make once again that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you the day you got saved. Something, as the old saints used to sing that song, something wonderful happened. Something marvelous happened to me. He touched me. And made me whole. And that's what salvation is. He touches us and he begins to transform our lives and make something new of the born again believer. Thank God for the shouting and the dancing and all of that. But what he is creating in us is a character, is a lifestyle that exemplifies and glorifies God. It's like the refiner. The refiner heats up the crucible and melts the contents. That heat is so hot that it melts that metal, and any impurity in those in the metal, in the gold, it begins to surface to the top of the crucible. And the refiner would look over into the contents, and what he was looking for was his own reflection. And if his reflection was distorted by impurities, he would scrape off the top and heat it up a little more and cause those. And that's what the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is. The refiner is looking over into our lives and he's looking for Christ. He's not looking for you and your activity, but he's looking for the reflection of Christ. And he wants to know, he says, I want to remove those impurities from your life. The things that are hindering that beautiful reflection. And I'll get to this and I'll wind it down here in just a moment. This woman was empty. She was broken. Some of us in this room this morning, we've gone through trial. We've gone through life's problems, and maybe we're hurting. Maybe we're dealing with something that is frustrating us, and we don't know what to do now. How do I get through this? How do I make it through this? And I want to re-emphasize you one more time. He has already given you the comforter. Rely on what God has put in you to live this life. And this woman says, and Elisha tells this woman, he says, this is what I need you to do. I want you to get your family and your children, and I want you to go out and take as many empty vessels as you can, as many jars as you can, and I want you to bring them back to the house. And when you get back to the house, I want you to close the door because I don't want any distractions. And what I want you to do is take that little jar of oil that you have and begin to fill up the empty jars. As she brought empty jars, they begin to supernaturally be filled with oil. And that's how the Holy Spirit does for the believer. He wants us to be empty of self. Empty of self-effort and empty ourselves of all of this foolishness. That's why Jesus said, if any man will come after me, he must first deny self and then take up his cross daily. And he says, that's when you'll begin to see change in your life. He says, I want you to empty yourself of all of your self-promotion and the carnality and self. Me, my. All that matters is what I like. All that matters is what I want. All that matters is what I want to do. And God says, I want you to empty yourself of self. That's what the empty vessels were types of. And when she brought those vessels, there began to become a supernatural supply of oil. And I love this. As I studied this text, there was no extra reservoir anywhere in the house of oil. There was no reservoir anywhere. I wish I could have seen this day. A small jar kept filling empty jars. Oh my God. What it may look like externally, it doesn't mean that God is not in it. And so, and then she gets to the point where the Bible says that the jars ran out. Notice the flow of the oil didn't run out. But the empty vessels ran out. God's got more for us if we keep coming to him saying, Lord, fill me until not till I want no more, but fill me till I overflow with the Holy Ghost. And when that power begins to fill me, it begins to run over and touch other people. Fill me until my son gets saved. Fill me until my daughter gets saved. Fill me until my co-workers get saved. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost like never before. That's why Paul said it in Ephesians, be filled with the Holy Spirit. One pastor talked about the Greek text. He spoke with a Greek theologian, a Greek scholar, who told him in the book of Acts chapter 2, that when you see the word filled there, that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. He says the actual context is that it was as though you took a sponge or some material that could absorb liquid and fill it up to the degree that it didn't just stay in the sponge, but that it would begin to ooze out. Come on, man. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, I want that kind of experience in my walk with you. I don't want to just be filled, but I want the presence of the Holy Ghost to begin to just fill me until it runs out of me and runs into my home, into my church, into my community, into everything around me. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. What do you mean speaking in tongues? I want that too. Don't get me wrong. But I want more than tongues. Come on, y'all. I want more than a prophecy. I want more than somebody being healed. I want more than a church service. I want it all. presence of God in my life, Lord. Fill us until we overflow. Fill our cups, Lord, until we begin to change in your presence. Let there be a brokenness in me like never before. Let there be a longing in me like never before. God says, I've got more than what you got. I got more oil than you got vessels. I've got more power than you got. And if you'll keep coming, I'll keep filling you over and over and over again. Somebody ought to shout in this place today. Fill us with your power. Fill us with the oil of the Holy Spirit. And many times today in the body of Christ, as in the Old Testament, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 1, 2, and 3, the Bible says that the light of God, the light that was in the tabernacle, began to go out. It didn't instantly go out, but it began to go out because the oil hadn't been replenished. The problem many times is, again, not that we don't have access, but we just don't take advantage of it. I don't want my light to go out and begin to go through the motions of being saved. Y'all, by now, we know how to have church. Come on. We know how to lift our hands. We know how to, I grew up in the I told you this morning, I'm a Pentecostal boy. I grew up in the historical black church, and I know how to hoop and tune and all of those things. Say yes and turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor and all of that's fine. I'm good. I'm happy with my culture. All of those things, whatever the case may be. But I don't want to just put something together because I know how to do it. My prayer is that God will begin to interrupt the service and that we won't go with the order that we always go with. Well, we know what to expect at this and that, and we know who's going to do what, but this is what I'm praying. Interrupt my life, Lord. Interrupt my God, interrupt my plans and do something in me that only you can do so that I can be a person who walks upright before you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. What do you have in your house? Are you bringing empty vessels this morning? Is your desire to be filled? Is your desire to be changed? Is your desire... is he bringing a hunger in you? And that's where it begins. Pastor Lincoln said it a little while ago on Pentecost. There was already a hunger. There was already an expectation. And that's what I'm praying. God, give us an expectation. Give us a, we don't just go to church no more, but I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to get to the house of God. When I was a little boy, the old saints used to call it the house of prayer. Come on, somebody. They would have that big family Bible. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And they get that service started at 10 o'clock. They get there at 9 and sit in their car and read the Bible and pray until 10 o'clock. And when it got time for the house of prayer and the worship service, not the worship, but the worship service. Y'all got to go back. You don't know. The worship service started at 10. Our church was in the middle of the hood, and there were drunks who would walk by. They would bring people in off the streets and put them on the altar and sit them in a chair, and the saints would just begin to pray like this. The old mothers, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord. Touch, Lord. Deliver, Lord. And they would just stop that, and all of a sudden, you would hear old Mother Sarah begin to just say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And after a while, the young man who was drunk got sober in the service because somebody was full of the Holy Ghost and said, I want the power of God. I'm thinking about one of those men now, came in drunk back in the 1980s. And to this day, he's sober and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because somebody said, I'm bringing an empty vessel and I want God to fill it. Are you bringing empty vessels? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? I know we're going to leave out of here and go do what we do. Some of you got stuff in the crock pot now and you're watching the clock. It's okay. That's fine.
them greens going to be okay. All of it's going to be all right. But right now, while we're here, I'm done. I'm finished. Could you stand? Let's stand. I want to obey the Lord. But while we're here, in these next few moments, I'm praying, saints, that we as believers corporately just begin to go after God in this service this morning. If you don't mind, would you begin to pray? If you're with your spouse, just pray with your spouse. If you're with your children, pray with your children. It doesn't matter. But right now, and this morning, if you want to come to the front, and if you need a touch from the Lord, if you need something, if your prayer has been even before this service, Lord, fill me with fresh oil. If that's been your prayer, you've had restless nights and you've wondered, why am I so restless? Could it be that the Lord is dealing with you and calling you closer to Him? Could it be that you're done with church as usual this morning and you just want more of the Lord? If that's you, would you come this morning? You don't have to worry about anybody else, but let's just come. And if you're at your seat, just begin to cry out to the Lord. Just begin to pray for those who have come to this front. And we're going to pray and we're going to trust God. Bring empty vessels this morning. Bring empty vessels and watch the Lord begin to fill you with those vessels. With that oil, I'm sorry, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Begin to lift your hands up. Hallelujah. Just begin to call on Jesus. Fill me, Lord, with fresh oil from the Holy Spirit today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you've got a loved one that you're praying for, take this moment to pray again. Don't get discouraged. Keep praying. Keep trusting God and keep believing God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your spirit today. Fill us, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your spirit today, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you. We desire more of you. We desire more of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just take that moment. You don't have to rush right now, but just take a moment to call on the Lord. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your power. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your spirit. Lord, let it overflow. Let it overflow in us, Lord. Let it impact every part of our lives. Let it impact our hearts. Let it impact our families. Let it impact our jobs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it minister to you. Let it minister to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you so much. Oh, we love you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, God. We thank you, Father. Lord, we humble our hearts before you this morning, Lord. Help us, God, to empty ourselves, God, to be like the word says. You've asked us to deny ourselves, God, to take up our cross and to follow you. It starts with denying ourselves, Lord. Give us the strength, Lord God, to surrender ourselves totally and fully to you, God. Hallelujah. We want to be empty vessels, Lord. We want to be filled this morning, God, like never before. We need a fresh anointing from you, Lord. We need your power, Lord. We cannot walk this walk without you. And Lord, so we're just asking humbly, God, to fill us this morning. We're here, God, because we want to be filled. We're here, Lord, because we want, we have a desire to deny ourselves. So through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, strengthen us today, God, to do just that. Hallelujah. We're in anticipation of what you have for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for it in advance. And we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. That was a wonderful word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good and he is faithful to us this morning. Hallelujah. So blessed. Saturday evening and both services today were such a blessing. If you did not have an opportunity to be here or watch it online, please don't let the week pass without watching it. I'm going to watch them again because I need that word. We all need the word. And I'm thankful that God has men and women who are faithful to what he has called them to. Like Brother Nash, Pastor Nash. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a few announcements before we close. If you haven't already given, we definitely need your support. So please follow the instructions on the screen to give as God has required or asked you to do. This Wednesday, in lieu of Bible study, we will have the laity service. So please come out and support our church members who have given themselves to ministry. Hallelujah. And we need support from the church body. So please, if you're able, come out and support us this Wednesday for laity to laity service at 7 o'clock. And then last but certainly not least, we will have a funeral service for our sister, Michelle Ellison, this Friday, February 27th at 11 a.m. So if you are able, please come out to support the family. Amen. Lord, we just ask once again that you cover us all as we walk through this week. Thank you for going ahead of us and preparing the way. And just continue to remind us of the words that we heard this weekend from Pastor Nash about the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us only if we avail ourselves to it, only if we continue to be those empty vessels that you've called us to be. Lord, we thank you for this day and we ask that you would just be with us until we meet again. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.